the freshness and candor of their physiognomy, the picturesque looseness of their carriage, their deathless attachment to freedom, their aversion to anything indecorous or soft or mean, the practical acknowledgement of the citizens of one state by the citizens of all other states, the fierceness of their roused resentment, their curiosity and welcome of novelty, their self-esteem and wonderful sympathy, their susceptibility to a slight, the air they have of persons who never knew how it felt to stand in the presence of superiors, the fluency of their speech, their delight in music, the sure symptom of manly tenderness and native elegance of soul, their good temper and open-handedness, the terrible significance of their elections, the president's taking off his hat to them, not they to him. These two are unrhymed poetry. It awaits the gigantic and generous treatment worthy of it. The largeness of nature or the nation were monstrous without a corresponding largeness and generosity of the spirit of the citizen. Not nature, nor swarming states, nor streets and steamships, nor prosperous business, nor fawn.